So now let's go through the list of where people live and see what we skipped. If you recall, we got, how far did we get yesterday? We were talking about what? Chicago last thing, right? So they're going from east to west, Chicago.
Chi-Sax,
that's how it is, Gvaldik. So now who lives in the northeast of it? Who's the city I didn't mention yet? Philadelphia? Okay. One second. Let's go in order. I'll get to everybody's city here. I'm trying to go from east to west. So more, I mean, actually, it starts in New York. It's from east to west. There are things which are further east than New York. That is true. I'm looking for the people who live through there. Anyone from Jersey? Teaneck. Tess Yud Nun Ayuk. Masa Diaz Val Nahar. Hackensack. Val Nahar. Overpeck Creek. You ever hear of Overpeck Creek? This is Teaneck. This is Kvius Hashem was made by the Bezdin of Elizabeth. Who's that? Rabbi Elazar Meir Taitz and Rabbi Jachta. Rabbi Jachta was saw that it's a terrible thing that no one's right in giving the Teaneck. Now, it's great, he was getting divorced from Teaneck. It's wonderful. But, chas v'shalom, someone does, till you get him to schlep to Manhattan, till you get him to schlep to Elizabeth, till you get him to schlep to who knows where, Nancy, they could end up being, we saw it from Lisa. Lisa was the town which we spoke about the Christian trip yesterday. So, yeah, they had to make a pick the name. Overpeck. Who ever heard of Overpeck Creek? Where is it? I guess whatever it is. Apparently, and the reason they use creek is because no one calls it the Overpeck. It's like the Hudson. It's like the East River. It's the word river, or the Red River. They talk about later on. That's the rule. Anytime you use the word the and just the name without the word river, you leave out the word river in the get. The Hudson, the Mississippi, even the Overpeck. That's Overpeck Creek. All right, that's important to Staten Island. I forgot about New York City still have Staten Island at time. You forgot to remind me. Staten Island. Second. Listen to this now. Oh, that's not nice. Staten Island. Masa Diyas Al Kaif Yama. Because it borders on the ocean. Val Nahar Arthur Kill.
It's on the side.
Right. Arthur Kill. Kill doesn't mean Kill is also is a like a creek, a brook. Valmaina Horace. Main Horace, I don't understand after this. Yes, they were Brooklyn, it's not their fault, it's probably Brooklyn and Queens.
Even now, they keep saying
it. Whatever it may be. Okay, that's it. Anyone else? Let's see. Let's go on. Passaic. Passaic. Masa Diasva. On the Har Passaic River.
No one calls it the Passaic River.
It's interesting. In Newark, it's Masa Diasa on the Har Passaic. Not the Har Passaic River. Go figure that one. Patterson also. Masa Diasa on the Har Passaic. But doesn't say Passaic River, but Passaic is Passaic River. By the way, as he's looking over my shoulder, it's spelled three different ways, Passaic. Three different ways. In Newark, Passaic is spelled Pei Aleph Samach Samach Yud Aleph Yud Kuf Passaic with the full A sound. Guess I mostly pronounce today. Passaic. The discussion why do you double the S's? This is doubled in English.
Is it spelled with a double U again for Passaic or
Yud Aleph Yud Kuf. I assume the Yud is A. Then Aleph Yud is it. Passaic, that's probably the most closest to the truth. In Passaic itself, it's spelled Pei Aleph Samach Samach Aleph Yud Ayin Yud Kuf, which means Passaic. They sort of drop the Passaic. That's how you pronounce it, they sort of the I sound gets sort of dropped. And in Patterson, they have the Passaic River, Pei Aleph, one Samach. That's because it only needs two. We don't have a double letters by us, right? Yud Kuf, Passaic. Also,
it's more like the names of Passaic.
Could be. Anyway, so it may depend on what he says. The Jews pronounce it here, there. That's what he says. Okay, next. The text care. Anyone from New Jersey here? Who else lives in New Jersey? No one? No one lives living in New Jersey?
What about Edison and Highland Park?
Yeah, but no one lives there.
I'm just curious because Edison and Highland Park, I mean.
Edison, Masa Diyas, Val Nahar, Raritan, as we know from that big flood last week, a few months ago. Valmeba Ayres. New Brunswick, most of the asphalt in the Harariton, about Mayberries. Highland Park didn't make it.
A lot of Jews live in Highland Park, and they look at themselves as living in Highland Park and not necessarily.
I know. So they guess they don't do the get in there. They go down the block and they do the get in. Englewood didn't make it. You know, I don't see it. Oh, Shmuel, you were Shmuel. He's not here. Guess he must have heard Englewood's not on the list. He said he's boycotting. That's it. Englewood's not here. I'm out. I don't see Englewood. Let me see Boston. Masa de Yasfa Nahar Al Kefiyama, I for sure. Vanahar Charles, spelled, you're not going to believe this. Teshin Aleph Reish Lamed Ayin Samach. Charles, because it's spelled in English with an E. What kind of joke is this? It says, if the husband's name is Charles, they leave out the Ayin. So if they put the husband gets divorced in Boston, they put an Ayin in his name too. It should be a steer between his name and the river. That's what the answer is. Unbelievable. All kinds of things here. Malden, who's for those curiosity, Malden.
How did the writer come up with Fall River?
Fall River was the rub, they had the Weinbergs there. But they have one word. They don't understand why it's up. Why should it be two words? It's all one word. No one understands why it's up. Queens. Queens. Kuf Vav Yud Nun Samach, which is also a big question. I would have held with a Zion. No one calls it Queens. Everyone calls it Queens for design, but I guess they took the English spelling. Yes. Masriyas al Kaif Yama on East River. That's good. Balmain Horus. We don't understand where that comes from either. Don't understand. Could have took him all on New York, New Jersey, right? Or Boston, or Massachusetts. Nothing. You can't get the most in the 5 towns. No. They have things in Long Island. They have some wild places where no one lives. They should have Woodmere, they should have Cedars, they should have Lawrence, none of the above. Massapequa. Petrog, right? These are things where, who lives there? Is your Bezin 5 towns? What if it's a Bezin? The rabbi comes in and doesn't get in the shul. You're Bezin. You do get in my shul. The Jaffas do get in my shul. He wanted a place, but I Chaim Cohen from Florida, I would get in my shul. He's looking for a place to go. New Rochelle they have. White Plains. Woodburn. Hey, go to the pizza shop and get divorced there. No joke. And the high never sink. Albany, Syracuse, and all the upstate states. Rochester, Buffalo, Elizabeth. What do we skip here? Fort Lee, they even have. Vippany. And I mean, Jack the water do Vippany because he has a certain place that's getting there. What's in Whippany? JCC, that's right. There's a JCC, yeah, Whippany. No one knows what Whippany even is. Again. Amazing. There's a JCC. Lakewood, we went to all five out of Lakewood just recently. Trenton, Atlantic City, Stamford, Bridgeport, New Haven, Waterbury, Hartford, West Hartford. All right. What else do we have?
Lake Como?
No. Springfield. But they have the rivers because they're two Springfields. Baruch Hashem. Now Connecticut and May Mayonis. Portland, Baltimore, we spoke about Baltimore already, it's a Pikesville issue. Washington, May Potomac, right? We got Nahar Potomac. Philadelphia, love it. Masa de Yasval Nahar Delaware, the Al Nahar Schuylkill. Scranton, Masa, that's pretty straightforward, it's pretty Philadelphia, right? Both of them are in the city?
Yeah.
Prussia. Scranton, Masters al Nahar, Lackawanna, my name Ionis. Allentown. Nahar Lehigh. And Nahar Little Lehigh. Unbelievable. Nahar Lehigh, but Nahar Little Lehigh. Lamed Yud Slamed, Little Lehigh. Unbelievable. Harrisburg, Susquehanna, Pittsburgh. Oh, it's Pittsburgh's whole issue. The three rivers. The Mangahela, the Allegheny, and the biggest one, no? Ohio. Ohio's left out. They have two simana, but Ohio's bigger. They both spill into the Ohio. The Piscataway, it spills in. The Ramoth is left spilling in. Two of them spill into one. The Keysport. Okay. Cleveland, Ohio, we spoke about. Toledo. Columbus. Cincinnati. Dayton. Anyone here from any of these places? Now we're in Milwaukee, Chicago, we left us. So now we're over current. Now, Minneapolis, Massa the Yasa Nahar, Mississippi. That's right, I used to go to school. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, don't spell. Mem Yud Samach Samach Yud Samach Samach Yud Pei Yud. How did I spell it? No joke. No joke. But here's some big problems. Big problems. I'm going to say it's my wife's hometown, St. Louis. Major problem. That's how they write St. Louis. They write down St. Louis. Samach Aleph Nuntes. The Miscarie, St. Louis, which is called St. Louis. Massas on our Mississippi, the same business. Down the higher. De Pere, am I from St. Louis here? De Pere, De Pere is spelled in English. You see, you knew when to come. We passed by a city, he's here. What? De Pere is spelled D-E-S-P-E-R-E-S. D, no, D is French for the, right? Right? Who took French? D-E-S is the? Oh, no, it's of. Of, not the, of. Right, right? D-E-S is of, in a feminine or plural, right? D-E-S. So, de pair. What's pair mean? You know what pair is in French? Pair is a father, right? Of the fathers, right? That's what de pair means. So, two problems in St. Louis. I have a special affinity because my wife was born in St. Louis. She grew up there for a while. So, a couple of questions of St. Louis. What do you mean? What do you mean no one calls it St. Louis anymore? Who calls it St. Louis? Is anyone in the world who calls it St. Louis now?
French,
maybe. So the answer probably is, again, the same as Chicago. Chicago. It was known as Shtaka. It used to be called, apparently, St. Louis by certain Jews or Goyim. I don't know who called it. The Jews called it that originally. And it was known as Shtaka. So that's why it's put in. Unbelievable. De Pere is another problem. It's two different words. De Pere. Huh? The river's not in the Atlas?
You sure?
What? Look at St. Louis. You see the Mississippi River?
Yeah.
You don't see the De Pere? No? You have the St. Louis there? No? Oh, no. It might be even worse.
The Mississippi River runs right along St. Louis.
That's true. It's supposed to be a little dinghy river, I guess. Struggle the Mississippi to the Mississippi.
They have a lot of little rivers.
They don't have the name, in other
words. No, they have the name.
But not the Pere. I can't believe it. How can that be?
Yeah, it's really simple for
it. Could be.
That's not part of my question.
Big question. Mm-hmm. It should be two. Yeah. It should really be two problems with the pair. Hold on. The pair is spelled Dalad Yud Pei Ayin Resh Tav. It should have been probably two words. Dalad Yud Pei Ayin Resh. It's not pronounced as the pairs, right? It's French. The pair. Well, this is a half. What we call the Yiddish Halbitzara. Let's go further. Des Moines. Now, you're not going to believe how it's called. Des Moines. Dalet Ayin Samach. Next letter. Next word. Mem Aleph Yud Nun Ayin Samach. That's just transliterated from Des Moines. No, but this is worse. This is worse. That's just doubled. Here it's just worse. Another thing, the Miscaria Des Moines. One word. Dalet Ayin Mem Aleph Yud Nun. That's a chiddush at the oi. I would have spelled with vav, right? Usually, vav yud is oi. They have aleph yud, Des Moines, and it's matzias on the har Des Moines, the Mississippi Des Moines again, the Des Moines River, and on the har coon. It's a raccoon, though. I don't know what they call it. Coon. I don't know why it's coon. It's raccoon. Anyway, it's a whole pilpul. Because it was a shaila rabosai, whether it should be one word or two words, they made a compromise. A compromise. Right? No. A ksas richuk b'emtza. They had a little bit of space between them. Because it was a question of the one word or two words, the compromise in Jewish life, in between.
The space.
A half a space.
There's no hyphen, just
half a space. Right, a half a space. That's what they do in Des Moines. A half a space. Sas Richuk B'Yemsha. If you look carefully in certain other scriptures, the precedent for this. You're not sure one or two words. Pesachet Shuvah probably calls Sas Richuk B'Yemsha somewhere. Rabbi Bleich spoke about it in his book. That he says that they made a typo because it was a little richuk, and then it was a richuk at all. They made it to one word because typing doesn't go as half a richuk. I guess they don't have a. But that's my
only. Why are we using Yiddish methods for translation?
Yiddish? That's a traditional way. Litvish Yiddish, I told you.
Yeah, why? We should be, if the yet is an Aramaic or Hebrew, so we should be using that translation.
The truth is that the problem is a simple reason. But we have Hebrew words and Aramaic words, they're also vowels. And we know how to vowelize them. When it says, the get begins, the chamishi b'shabbos, like today, you know it says bass, ches, mem, how do you know what how to vocalize? Bacha, because you're a Talmud Chacham. You know it's bachamishi. But if you're Aramaic, you're a Talmud Chacham, you know how to be Aramaic. But if it's a proper noun, you have no way to know how to do it.
Yeah.
So you do it in Hebrew, you might have to make it a very full Hebrew. Like they have an Eretz Yisrael, they add yud and vavs all over the place to tell you how to vocalize things.
That's better than
just playing
Hebrew.
But Yiddish.
Well, you wouldn't get all the sounds.
You couldn't get it. In Yiddish, you can get almost all the sounds. In Hebrew, you can't.
Why can't
we put Nakudas? Nakudas. It's a revolutionary. Put Nakudas. In theory, you're 100% right, but you know, go get people to move the Cubans. It's not going to happen. It's not happening. This is not happening. I don't know. Next, Kansas City. I told you about this problem. Kansas City, Masa Diyasva Nahar, Missouri, Tomei Mayonos, Tomei Beirus. The problem is there are two cities which are the same name. You have an atlas?
Yeah.
How far are they from each other?
No,
but you have to have a bigger map, because that has only by states. You can't. They're two different states. One's Missouri, and one is Kansas, but I think they're right next to each other, Mamish.
Missouri is that in the south?
He spells Missouri with a samach zayin, Missouri. Missouri. Unbelievable. I don't know why it should be even plain zayin. But that's the way it is. Now, they're both on the Missouri River, of course. Right? One is at the extreme, right? They're right next to each other, right?
Yeah.
They're both on the Missouri River. But how
they
close?
Have the same map over here together.
Yeah, are they mamish touching each other?
Check the
state line separates between them.
That's
about it. The state line is very thin. Because I would have said it. Because he has a big cash, he doesn't understand. We saw yesterday the Pishkachu called the base mayor, I think, that if they're two cities the same name and you don't define them by the river, it could be a get puzzle. How can they do this? They're both sitting on the same river. It should say, but Medinas, Missouri, or Kansas. So the answer is, I have to say an answer, he doesn't suggest this answer, that's considered to be one city, even though they're in two Medinas. Is this true or not, though? He says, the Satna Rebbe said it's not true. Satan Rebbe holds, as he does, as the Aris Lareh holds, that if it's two different states, it should be considered two different cities, even though they're bordering on each other, have the same name. Can't call them the same city. Because by definition, if it's a different municipality, a different rulership, you cannot consider it to be one big city, even though it's right next to one another. What did the Rebbe say this about? Yerushalayim. Do we have to give you all that? Maybe we have to give you all this. We all know about Chumash. The Divrei Yol is bothered. He said in pre-67 Yerushalayim, he kept writing the same thing. Yerushalayim, Masa Diyasa Mei Shiloah. But they did this in Yerushalayim and Mei Sharim. Mei Sharim was part of what we call West Jerusalem at that point in time. But there was a no man's land with barbed wire and fences and guns. So you got to the Mei, you couldn't get to the Mei Shiloah before 67. So the Satmar was bothered by the Kashuk, all the Gittin to be puzzled in Yerushalayim between 48 and 67 when there were two different municipalities. Two different rulerships, two different states, two different governments, with armies in between, barbed wire and booby traps and mines. How can you say that Yerushalayim of Meir Sharim or Bayit Vegan is Yasso Meir Shiloh? That was the Kashan of Sat Perev. Obviously, if he held like that all states, the state line doesn't matter, it wouldn't bother him. So obviously, it does bother us. According to Sat Perev, Kansas City, Missouri, has to write down on the Har Missouri, or Meir Mayonis. And they couldn't write, and that could be just as well mistaken for Kansas City, Kansas, which also is the same exact Nahar, Missouri. By the way, he said that the Kansas River, he says, only goes into Kansas City, Kansas, not Kansas City, Missouri. Is that true?
Yeah.
So he says, maybe the fact that it's a good simon, but it only mentions the Missouri River, and doesn't mention the Kansas River, because the Kansas City, Kansas has a Kansas River also. That's what he suggests. He rejects it. So that's not enough of a simon, because we know that they often leave out rivers. You want to have two simon, we leave out rivers all the time. It's hard for them to say. I didn't look up the Divrei Yoel. Let me tell you, if they have the Divrei Yoel, and have answer.
Could it be written
not by that river? But not by that river. Easier, I'm in Medina's Missouri. Okay, I'm moving right both sides. I'm out of the Midwest. Detroit. Southfield. Mentioned Southfield yesterday, but that's, you know, they don't write Detroit anymore. Indianapolis. South Bend. Okay, we're now into the South. Miami Beach, Boca Raton. Tampa, well, this is sort of insignificant. Jacksonville, here comes. Atlanta. Atlanta's a major problem. Atlanta leaves out the main river. Atlanta sits right on top of the, can you pronounce this word, Seth? That's right. Chattahoochee River. Right to Atlanta, right? You see, it's right there. The Chattahoochee River, right there. You see it, you know that? And you know what it says here? Atlanta, Masa Diyasva Almei Mayonos Almei Beirus, Rebbein Mishal Ola. They left out the main river, goes right through town. They don't use it. We already pointed out yesterday, the Beit Shmuel, that if it's a river, which is for identification purposes, even if you don't use it, it should still be mentioned. Tremendous kasha. He gives an interesting answer, he says.
On the side of the city.
So he thinks that he has a raya from a get written in 1918. Okay? 1918. As a shaila, should you write the name of the river? Mikavan Shamayim Boim and Anora Lil Derech Tsinoros. Two pipes. Says Rabbi Sandrovic. Haredim Mitchila. Lonis Yashro, here at Hanor, Rakshinus Rachavo Akakach. It was Atlanta 80 years ago, did not reach the Chattahoochee River.
It's still within the Hebrew right here,
no? I don't know. 70 Amos is very small. It sounds 100 feet. Nothing. Nah, didn't get, it was not within the Hebrew Shalir. I don't even know if it was within the Tumah Shalir. Today it's touching, Seth. Okay. Well, today it touches, but what year is this thing? Is this written? Not 80 years ago. It's pretty old, but not 80 years. What does it say? What year is it?
69.
That's 30 years ago. All right, 30 years ago. So 80 years ago, it didn't touch. That's the suggestion why it wasn't mentioned. Of course, the problem is that the Beit Shmuel says, so what? You're still supposed to add this. You're supposed to add it. The answer may be, he says, that's the only edit when you use the water. That's the Maril. Now we don't use the water, so we don't need it. Proof, he says, Tel Aviv. I mentioned it yesterday. Tel Aviv used to be a small city, no river, just the ocean. Then extended to what's called Tzfon Tel Aviv today. You've been there, you've been in Tel Aviv? There's a Yarkon. Never knows the Yarkon goes to Tel Aviv. So Rav Herzog, Zichrono Livracha, Pasi, who's the chief rabbi, mind you. Yeah, now that Tel Aviv has reached, the city sprawl has reached the Yarkon River, you have to now add Cape Yama, Val Nahar Yarkon. And guess what? Nobody listens to him. Who's the chief rabbi? And no one listened to him. So apparently, since they don't use the Yarkon River, they didn't add it. He found one get which had the Yarkon River, some Herzog fan, and if otherwise, not. Otherwise, not. Now, there's a similar suggestion by Los Angeles. I'm going to skip ahead because we have a couple of Angelinos here. We'll skip ahead to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, Dalet Zayin Shin. I remember, I'll tell you a story. I had a Talmud who got married in L.A. 1977, my first trip ever to L.A. So I called it the capital of Olam Hazeh. That was nice. I spent the week there. My Talmud Irwin Lowy got married, and my wife wrote the Ksuba. And she didn't know how to spell Los Angeles. She left space. She didn't realize how much space to leave. She almost had to cramp it in. Los Angeles, not going to believe I spell Angeles. Aleph, Nun, Dalet, Zayin, Shin. Ayin, Lamed, Ayin, Sama, Los Angeles. She barely got it in. Masa Diyasva Nahar. What city goes to Los Angeles? Los Angeles River. Yalmei Mayonos. What's obviously missing? Kaif Yama, Rebbein Shalaylam. Everyone knows LA is on the coast. How can the beach, LA, everyone knows. How can the beach is not here? Pilei Ploim. The only answer he might give is, also go to the beach. No, that's not the answer. The only answer he gives is because maybe when L.A. was first started, when they started right getting there, it didn't reach to the beach. It was further in, and it was only on the Los Angeles River. And even though now it extended to the beach, it left it out. The same idea as Tel Aviv at the Yarkon River, and Atlanta was left at the Chattahoochee River. And it's a strange thing. If up to me, I put all the rivers in. There's only Los Angeles. There's nothing else, to my knowledge, in the anywhere near the where's Costa Mesa? What's that?
Costa Mesa.
Is that near LA? That they have. Mazel of Nahar, Santa Ana. San Diego they have. That's a pretty few far away. San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Tucson, Phoenix, Santa Fe, and Denver. Those are the Western cities. Yeah, good. Go back now to the south. It's a chiddush gadol. I wouldn't have said any of these chiddushim. That's what it says. Now, I mentioned, remember we saw yesterday a very important Hagos Mordechai about a city near a city? Right? A city near a city, but there's no siman in the first city? Well, it really exists. Listen to this now. Belmont, Masa Diyasval Nahar Kataba, Vahakrova Le Charlotte. Can you believe this? I looked it up and said, Charlotte, didn't want to put anything in Charlotte, but Charlotte has no river. No river in Charlotte. Right, there's no river in Charlotte, so they don't do Gittin in Charlotte, there's no river. They do Gittin in Belmont, which is, I saw in the, and that was right next door. See it? North Carolina. See Belmont's right next to Charlotte?
Yeah.
Right? What is it, Nahar Kataba? How do you pronounce it?
K-A-T-A-W-D-A.
Catawba. Okay. Catawba. And that's the river, and that Krova to Charlotte. It's based upon the Nagos Maimini, which we saw yesterday. Okay? Now, I'm sorry? We already pointed this out. There's no rivers, there's not going to have a good simon. We would do it. In the steppe of Siberia, we would do it. But Lechatchila, we mentioned the Ramah, you need two rivers, or two simon. So they went to Belmont, which is close to Charlotte. Now, I mentioned to you briefly yesterday, we'll read it inside again now, the Pische Tshuva, and Simon Kuf Chav Ches of Cotton Chav Dalit, has the following interesting idea. Mishkan is Yaakov, a certain town, Samach to a certain city. The city was Anpalia, and the town was Pazirka. It doesn't make a difference. But it was far from the town. It was more than a Tchum Shabbos away from the town. They wrote the Kfar. No problem, he says. Because Samach can mean even Kama Parsos. Depends how big the small one is, how big the big one is. So it can go even beyond the Tchum Shabbos. They use the word Samach. Here they use the word krova. They're afraid to use the word smucha. Since Belmont is more than a Tchum Shabbos away from Charlotte, and the Mishnah Siakah called someone who doesn't like him, so instead of using the word smucha, they use the word krova. They use the word krova. So too, talks here about Nashville. Nashville, Tennessee. What do they have over by Nashville? Yeah, Richmond, Masa Diyasa Nahar James. There's only one river. Let's do it anyway. Nashville, Masa Diyasa Nahar Cumberland. Okay? Nahar Cumberland. And even though, again, they only have one river, they can't help it. Okay. Yeah?
The only one river, and the whole point of the river is swimming for the guy.
No, it's not. No, it's not for the guy. We don't put it by the guy's name. We put it by the place.
No,
we're not. We don't put the name where he lives. We put the name only where it's standing at that very moment. And he happens to be standing there. We put it in, but it doesn't prove much. There's another river in Nashville. You see it? Who has a Nashville map? Nashville map is what? They're little, small little rivers, which are called creeks. Creeks. So how come they don't put it in? After all, the Ramah is a simon. The idea of two simonim. How come they don't put this in? There are the creeks there in Nashville. They could have put them in. Why? The answer is they're too small. You'd have to call Mayonis. And according to the Beis Shmuel Yudalid, you don't mention Mayonis unless you have Sipuk from them. That's what he calls the Beis Shmuel Yudalid. Is that true? Did the Beis Shmuel really say that? I'm going to read you the Beis Shmuel. Ramah said, listen carefully. Vafilu utoch atchum chutz leibro ayir ein kosvin elam kain kol tashmishi ayir mimenu. Okay, if it's out of the ibro within the tchum, he only mentioned, we mentioned yesterday, we saw it in the Gos Mordechai, if you have kol tashmishi ayir mimenu. Says the Beis Shmuel, if it's utoch at ibro, you write it down even if only ksas tashmisho haymenu. That's correct. The Seder Haget says, Mayan and Be'eros, even within the Yibur, you don't write them unless you have some use of them. So on this basis, he the Sforetz L'Oreal says we leave out the creeks in Nashville because we don't have any use from the creeks nowadays. Laniyah says it's very difficult. very difficult. Because that's only Tocha Ibur, is what he said. But within the city itself, goes through the city, you do mention the creeks and Mayonos, even if you don't have any Hanor from them. I think he misquoted the Beis Shmuel. Because if I understand, the creeks in Nashville go right through the city.
Can it be that Tocha Ibur is
the same as the city? I didn't think that way. I guess what he's assuming. Rabbi Sandrovic assumes that within the Ibur and the city itself are exactly the same. I didn't assume that way. Maybe I can't prove that he's wrong, but I didn't think he was right. Let's go on southern cities. Louisville. How would you spell Louisville? Louisville, Kentucky. How would you spell it? Lamed Vav Yud Aleph Vav Vav Yud Lamed, of course. No. Louisville. With a Samach. Unbelievable. We don't pronounce the Samach. Says there are those Goyim today who still call it Louisville? I have trouble believing that. Hicks? Even Hicks? The limit of Hickkite. I mean, Louisville?
How do you compile these rules and ideas?
He's repeating what they tell you. He's recording facts, this rabbi. He's not telling you what to do.
People have been doing the
he facts. Says, yeah, he's recording the facts, what people have been doing. I don't know. I thought maybe that we follow the written language. With Mississippi, that's what Ellie said. Two Samach in Mississippi, so one Samach in Louisville. Same. No, doesn't even have that. We should have had that, he says. What about Houston? Believe it or not, the old song was about Moshe Shuvah, the famous Houston to Luban. They used to spell it Hey, Vav, Yud, Samach, Tes, Aleph, Nun. Houston. I used to spell it. That was a get written in 1963. Houston, the Miscaria Houston. Now, Rav Moshe's Tshuva, was written in the year 1928, also had Houston, the Miscaria Houston. Rav Moshe had the Kibalti get the term a year, Houston. And in the Hashah, it says Houston. But in his letter, he writes, he calls in the Rav in Houston. So apparently, Rav Moshe was aware that they called it Houston, but it was written Houston. So apparently, there were those who actually followed the spelling of the English language. Let's say that those who actually called it that way. And again, as you said before, they people old folks called that way and never stopped. They never changed the spelling. And the Ksumas, they're at Houston, though. Ksumas, they were very much up to date. Okay. Houston, Nahar, Buffalo? The Buffalo River in Houston? It says. Huh? You see? No Buffalo River? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. They have a Buffalo River. It doesn't exist. Look at yours. You have Houston? Houston, Texas there?
Yeah, it is.
Take a look. See, look for the Buffalo River, please. Hope you find it. Okay, I must be. Now, we mentioned before about rivers. We mentioned the word river only when you don't call it the you call it the river. So the Red River, for example, that's found in let's see, where's the Red River? Where's the Red River? Where is the Red River anyway? I saw before at Red River. What city passes the Red River? Anybody know who's good geography here?
Check the index.
I saw some of the Red River.
You really want to go back? If you want.
Whatever it is. They call it Red River.
Minnesota?
Yes, ma'am. So what city would be on the Red River? I saw it before Red River, but it's a big town. Denver, it's Nahar Platte, found Nahar Cherry. It's on the Cherry. But no one calls it the Cherry. It's called the Cherry River. Anyone here from Denver? It's called the Cherry River. He doesn't understand why it's called just a plain Cherry. It should have been called the Cherry River. I've got Red River. You haven't found the Red River yet? Yeah? Can't find it. Somewhere I found it, it's still before Red River. But if you find it, oh, here it is. I'm sorry. It's in Canada. That's where it grows.
It's called
in Canada. Winnipeg, Massa di Astra on the high Red River. I guess it goes up to Canada too. You don't have Canada on your map, though. That's what it is. In Winnipeg, the Red River. Winnipeg. Okay, so that's what they.
It's not always in Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't know if we have Tokyo in this. They don't mind getting in Tokyo. Quebec, Montreal. All right, Canada. Oh. Montreal, first one. Masa de Yasva on the Har, St. Lawrence. Lame Mayonis. St. Lawrence is spelled Lawrence. Lama Aleph Resh Ayin Nun Sama. Even though in French it's with a T, no? That's with a C.
It's
with a T. Fair. The Malchus is Makbid. The Malchus is Makbid. Unbelievably Makbid. You know, Malchus ain't no Geddes there. They're Makbid, that's French. They'll kill you if you don't use French. I'm surprised they use Samach and the Get. I'm serious. They can have, they'll have executed for being Anglophiles.
How do they spell
Saint? Saint. Samach Yud Yud Nun Tes. Saint. No Saint like they have in St. Louis. What?
Spelled like the French spelling, we still pronounce it Lawrence?
We pronounce it Lawrence. You and I pronounce it Lawrence. ENT. Yeah, the Anglos pronounce it St. Lawrence. St. Lawrence. They have the Yiddish. You know why? The Jews all speak English. The Jews are anti-French. Oh, yeah, now it's a problem. It's a problem every day. It's all Ashkenazi, by the way. It's five totally different spellings, everything. They have Jews and everything. Like that. Okay. Let's go. Almost finished. Almost finished. Let's go to Eretz Yisrael, all the way to the end, the last page. They have Russian and all kinds of other funny cities which I never heard of. All kinds. In Eretz Yisrael, they have Mustafa. So in Eretz Yisrael, the last page, B'nai Bran. I can't believe this. Making them kafana to me. The Kuntres Parshas Hamayim, which Rabbi Karelitz, the son of law, wrote, which is B'nai Brak, the Masa B'nai Brak, the Yasva al Mei Be'eros, Val Mayim Hanim Shochim Lamasa Menachutz. What? Can you imagine? I mean, every city should write this Kodra Moshe. Every single city nowadays, the water's coming from the outside. The only place in the whole wide world where they do it is, you guessed it, B'nai Brak.
Is there a special water system there?
No, it's like every other city coming Menachutz. Okay. So I have to get all this. May someone get it for me? Parsha Samayim, written by Rabbi Saril Rosenberg, who's a Rabbi Vosner agreed, it says, and I should go to the library. I'm going to call Rabbi Fratish Minch. I want to go call the library. You know, the Parsha Samayim. I didn't get Parsha Samayim. I don't understand what it's all about. Never heard of it. Pesach Tikva Ramat Gan, Pesach Tikva Ramat Gan, which are right next door. How do they spell? How do they write that? Right next thing. Master Ramat Gan, the Yasol Neighbor Eros. That's all. No sin. Zero. Master Pesach Tikva, the Yasva Al Neighbor Eros. That's all. No Chachmas. Not even one river. There are most people in so much Gaval, you need two rivers. They don't have anything. Just Neighbor Eros was so bland. Doesn't mean anything. Pelotzim. Haifa, interesting, very interesting. Haifa, Masa Haifa, the Al. Look at this strange expression. The Al Kaif Yama Yasva, Umi Meimein Be'eros Mistapko. That should be true of New York also. Every city should be like this. We don't use the ocean water. I've used the ocean water. Salt. For desalination. No, it's a strange thing. This is Chaifas. Strange thing. Tveria. Masa Tveria. The Al-Kaif Yama de Tveria Yasva. Now we know it's called Halachliya Yam. Yam Tveria. That's it's in the Tanakh. Yeah, sure. He called Yam Kineret. But it's called in the... It's not called Yam Kineret. I think it's called Tanakh Yam de Tveria. Pretty sure. Umi Meimei Hayam Hanizkar Mistapka. Strange. Strange! What are you mentioning it for? Just say, it's strange, it's crazy.
No comment
here? No. No, the comments, good question. It's my honest mind. I don't know. This is nuts, no? Umi Meimei Hayam Hanizkar Mistapka. It's in every single city. Al Kefiyama should have Mistapka, Naharis Mistapka. What's going on? It's Mistapka, they made it big in Eretz Yisrael. Tzvas and Tveria. Tzvas. Masa Tzvas. Da Nahar Dubai Yasva. Umi Meme Mayonos Mistapka. That's a halbitzar. But he has the same mind as Mistapka. What do you mention Mistapka for? I don't know. Finally, the last and last, the best, Achman Achman Kovish, Masa Yerushalayim, without a Yud. Another big question is, do you follow the spelling of the Tanakh? Of May Beiros, the Vilna Gaon, yesterday, Beiros, Beiros, Hema, without a vote. Masa Yerushalayim, no, Tanakh is without a Yud, almost every single place. The Yasva, Almei Shiloah, the Almei Boros. Nope. And I tell you, that's what it says. The King of the Divrei Yoel, which I don't know if I can get a hold of, because the Tzitzel Eliezer, I didn't have a chance to look it up, has in the 11th and 17th Chelek about how you write Yerushalayim. So I have a chance, I'll give a look. And how does the Sefer end? With a beautiful ending. Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim Eshloyel Ahavoyich Yisholom Bechel Ashadu Ramon Osayich Man Achayev Red Abba Shalom Boch Man Beis Shalom Rashad Olof. It's like a kid singing Yaya Anam Zunino. Detroit? I mentioned Detroit. I didn't mention before. I don't want to insult you. I'll read it Detroit again. Even though it's not close to Yerushalayim and Kedusha, I'll read it again. No, I did read it before, but I'll mention it again. Detroit, I'm sorry. Who else is sitting there leave out? Detroit.
There's some great lines.
What? Where's Detroit? Oh. It's a Midwestern city. It's not a Northeastern city. So that's why I mentioned it later on. Detroit, Dal Ayin Tess, Resh Aleph Yud Tess, Masa Diyasval Nahar, Detroit. Detroit River? I'm wondering, do they call it the Detroit or the Detroit River? My guess is no one calls it the Detroit. They should write, they should really write on the Detroit River. Right? That's what I'm saying. Let's say, look where I wrote in Los Angeles. Oh, hold on. What do you write in Los Angeles? Why it's not called that way? It really should have been the. Why isn't it called the Los Angeles River? No, it goes to Los Angeles. Yeah, 1 second. He says, it must be that Belash ibn Adam ain't a river chelik me'ashem. It must be. I don't believe it for a minute. What's that over there? That's the Los Angeles. That's the Detroit. I don't believe it for a minute. That's the East. You would say that's the East, right? The East River. Right? Ooh. So I need a diner, you should say river here too. A lot of things I think are wrong. What are we going to do? We're going to change people's... We spent time on this just to get an idea about how love develops, but no one's going to listen to me if I want to change anything. So we had a good time with this Sefer. Beautiful Sefer. And with this, we conclude our survey of the cities of the world, the Jewish, I left out most of the world, the globe, I left out Europe, I left out South America, I left out Russia, Africa, Middle East, Asia. I don't have time for this because we can't relate to it. But if you want to look it up, the 6th through 12th truck of all about these far-flung places which we don't usually go to. Okay, but the Gittin are written there, Europe, and Asia, and Russia. Anyway, here it is. Yeah.
Some mentioned to me that there might be a shear for the amount of time that a city is not called by the name. That example of St. Petersburg, that if you get it, he gets said the shear 50 years.
50 years is the shtaka?
That's wow. What he said.
Could be. Well, the communists ruled for more than 50 years. So
they wanted to make sure if they write it yet that they kept the name alive. Like, so it wouldn't be.
Could be. Before I begin part two of today's shear, which is. The final installment in our analysis of the wonderful book, The River, the Kettle, and the Bird, which talks about Shalom Bayis. I want to talk a few minutes. I told you that this book, The River, the Kettle, and the Bird, is a must reading. For everyone who's either if you want to get married or if you are married. I mean, it's everybody. So, this, I'm reading to the Rebosa today, we have to try to make a seum. On the final, please. On the final, three chapters in this book. The first chapter is based on the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. The Gross says that marriage has not arrived at its ultimate purpose until the husband and wife create an emotional bond that they consider to be one, a single organism. One. You know the story of Yair Levine, written in his biography? Rabbi Levine took his wife to the doctor, and her foot hurt, was bothering him. So the doctor said, Mahabaya, and he responded, Haregel Shalanu Koevet, our foot hurts. That talk about being one. But Rabbi Levine, and it was Rebbe, so it was Mamash like one, and he said, our foot hurts. His foot was fine. Our foot hurts. That's what the Gemara says, you have to make Mamash like one. It's interesting. The Gemara has in Masechta Ksubis, the Tchila Ola B'Machshava Libore Echad. Let's see. How's it go? You have the Gemara Ksubis? I want to show you. Get it right. He quotes it, but I don't know if it's quoted right. Yeah, it's great. I like to quote it verbatim inside. Here we go. There's a bus of Machshava and a bus of Maisa. The Chuliyama Chadi Yetzira Havoy. Maisa of a bus of Machshava Azlina. And the Machshava is to make them two. The bus of Maisa, they were made one. Where's that going? Why are they made one? Why did Kodesh Baruch have to go out of his way to make man and woman, create them as one, and then split them into two? The whole operation under general anesthesia. We read the Pesukim and Parashas Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch went to sleep, Tardema. Very deep sleep. The question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch have to do all this? A hassle. Why? That's the question. So the Gra explains that if they would not have been created as one, then they would never be able to be a proper marriage. They wouldn't be able to view this as one unit as they were created as one. As a matter of fact, the Ravid said so first. The Ravid of introduction to Balei HaNefesh says that what does it mean in the Pasuk? Lo tov vayos adam levado. What does it mean? Lo tov. Lo tov means, you know, not so good. Lo tov, if man would be created by himself without an Eitzah Kenegdo, there would be no human race. What do you mean, low tov? Low tov sounds too mild a term to describe the existence of only an Adam without a Chava. There'd be nothing. That's it. There'd be no children. Nothing. Zero. So the answer is derived as follows. It doesn't mean the Pasuk to have man alone, Adam alone, as opposed to Adam and Chava. That's not to talk about. That's not low tov. What's the low tov? Avada, you have to have Adam and Chava. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Lo tov heyos Adam levado, means it would not be a good idea for me to create Adam and create Chava separately. Why? If I create Adam and create Chava separately, says the Ravid, to be like the behemoths, created the male lion and the female lioness, and they mate, and then there's absentee fatherhood. The male lion runs away into the jungle, to the forest, and the female brings up her little cubs, whatever, the little lions and lionesses that she brings up by herself single-handedly. That's what would have happened had Adam and Chava been created separately. They would mate, procreate, and it'd be only the female would bring up the family. That's what happened. The Kodesh Baruch Hu to create them together, says the Ravid. They should have this emotional tie to one another, and the family unit would be possible. Having said this, it's still true that the woman is considered a better person to raise the children than is the man. This is built into nature of Moshe Zal's famous tshuva to the women's liberation issue. We said that even in the animal kingdom, where we know that the females are better than the males bring up the children. They're the only ones who bring up the children. So even in the human kingdom, the females are superior. That's why they're part of this Mangarama, Talmud Torah. That's the famous tshuva Rav Moshe has. So this is so, Rav Osai, that they have to have been made together in order for them to have this emotional bond, family unit. That's what it means. Lo tov ve'yos Adam levado. I have to create chava out of Adam. That's what the Vilna Gaon explains. Oh. Now, the Vilna Gaon goes on. The tremendous love that exists or should exist between husband and wife is found in Shir HaShirim. Now, Shir HaShirim, I've told you many times, Shir HaShirim is not describing any particular man and woman. The Rav Zichron was very irate when the Chazans are by a wedding or sitting next to once. The Chazans start singing as he's marching down to the crowded room. The Rav was muttering against the Gemara, against the Gemara, because he's against the Gemara Sanhedrin. He shouldn't make a pasuk into a song. He understood it to mean Shir HaShirim. The Mashal talks about that. Shir HaShirim is between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That's why I'm very opposed on certain wedding invitations where they have sukkah from Shir HaShirim. I'm opposed. Shir HaShirim is Hashem and Klal Yisrael, not a man and woman. I've told you the story when I was young, single still. So I saw a wedding invitation of some couple. And on the front page of the flap of the invitation, a big pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk went as follows: Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechavos es ha'ahava unaharos lo yishtefuo. So it bothered me because the Rav said he not allowed to have it. And guess what I found out later on? Mayim rabim kavu es ha'ahava. They got divorced. Don't write any of these Shir HaShirim Sukkim on wedding invitations. Just don't do it. Dangerous. Don't do it. That's another issue. They throw out in the garbage. That's another issue. That's true. But certainly Shir HaShirim Sukkim. Three words. Two words. Yeah, okay, that's fine. So, but nonetheless, in abstract, not only a particular man and woman, we have every need to derive one from the other. As the Rambam derives the Avas Hashem from Avas HaIsha. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, that the Cholas Ava Ani, that the, what did you find? Sure. Mayim Rabin? Oh. Wish them luck. Okay. So in Shir HaShirim, the puzzle which describes the love of the Dodes to the Doda, as they're called over there, in the following terms, the famous pasuk: Achosi Rayosi Yonasi Samosi. No, Perakei pasuk Beis. Piskeli Achosi Rayosi Roshik Mud Motzak. All those that pasuk over there. So, what are these four things? Is the Gros? The Gros is there are four bases for proper basic love between man and woman. Achosi refers to love based on what he calls utilitarian benefit. Family love. A person loves his father. We all love our father for many reasons. One of them, my father takes care of me, or took care of me. My mother takes care of me, took care of me. My children, when I get older, will take care of me. So, you know, we this family bond. Siblings take care of each other. So achosi, sisters, they pull for each other. So when the word achosi is used in Shir HaShirim, means love based on something which is good for me, helps me out. That's achosi. Rayosi is based upon pleasure. That's the physical connection between husband and wife. Yonasi, my dove, which means reciprocal. I love you because you love me. That's all. This goes back with no reason. And tamasi, my perfect one, love based on recognition of someone's noble qualities. So when someone gets married, he has to love his wife for four reasons. Four reasons, right? Now, what are the four reasons? The four reasons are, as we said before, the basic rayasi, that's physical pleasure, that's part of marriage. You shouldn't deny it. We're not priests over here. We understand this is part of marriage. Achosi, that they help you accomplish your goals. The person wants to accomplish in life. He wants to have children, he wants to have a household, he wants to have a family, whatever he wants to have. Can't do it without your wife. Tamosi, because your wife is so gewaldig. She has such wonderful, you know, character traits. And Yonasi. No reason. I love her, but she loves me. Finished. Those are the four reasons the Gra says we have to get into marriage. Now, at first glance, every married man, I'm speaking to men here, and then should apply to women. Every married man should be in such love with his wife for these four reasons. Come on, they apply. So how come it is that there's so many people who are not following this? So Rabbi Feldman writes that there are certain prerequisites for these things. You have to be able to feel gratitude, right? Physical pleasure and helping someone helps you with your goals. You have to be grateful. You have to be able to have gratitude. You have to be able to have a goal in life. If you have no goals, you can't help thank someone or love someone for helping you fulfill those goals. You have no goals. You have to be not so preoccupied with your own ego that you cannot appreciate good quality about somebody else. Also a problem in today's world. And you have to be able to believe that someone else loves you. There are people who can't get married because they can't trust anybody. I've seen it. They don't have it in them. If they can't believe that someone loves them, they just always chayshid. Tragic. They go through life without getting married. These four preconditions exist. Let's discuss them one by one. First is gratitude. I mentioned in the Yishir before the importance of Hakara Satov. Hakara Satov is the yisod of everything. Everything based on Hakara Satov. Everything. If you don't have Hakara Satov, you're not really Jewish. You're not really human. You're not grateful to other people or even things that have helped you out. I mentioned this just this past Shabbos. My drasha is based on Hakara Satov. Yigash El of Yehuda. Yehuda is Lashon Hodah, which means confession, and also Lashon of Hodah, which means thanking. They go together. This is what Mefarshim, the Rav explained, others explained. That you have to believe, if you think everything's coming to you, as in saying in English, it's kumt mir, it's coming to me, then that'll be grateful. Someone helps you. Well, it helps you. Yeah. I have to be grateful he helped me. It's coming to me. I don't have to express any gratitude. It's coming to me. But the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Chamra lemar b'tivusa b'shake, which means the wine is served, which all belongs to the balabas, you thank him. But even Tivus al-Shakir, the waiter, when it's being paid, you say thank you for it. You have to say thank you. I mentioned before, you have to say thank you. Everybody, whenever you see, always try to say thank you. Gives a story, unbelievable story. Some Kolnik came to him, to Rabbi Feldman one day, and said, I can't understand this woman I married. Come out from the Kol, and after supper, what does she do? She sits on the couch, she reads a book, and I have to wash the dishes. A chutzpah. So the husband speaks to the wife. Guess what he finds out? The woman works two jobs because her husband doesn't go to work. And she does two jobs, right? She does two jobs, 12 hours a day, so he can go to the kol. And besides, she was pregnant. And after she finished dinner, she was just too weak to move. She collapsed and sits on the sofa. And this ingrate, this mechutzit, this Russia, it's not even, says, what's my wife doing? Relax on the sofa and I have to wash the dishes. I'm a sugar. That's out of his cotton picking mind. He berated him. He didn't appreciate what his wife's doing for him. He writes him a favorish. Any bezdin would they go to and say to the man, you have to work to support your wife. What are you doing over here? She don't have to work. She can stop working in a second. It's terrible. In light of the enormous amount of physical, emotional, and practical benefits which most men receive from their wives, you'd expect them to be thankful all the time. No! It's crazy. It goes back to the sin of Adam. When Adam was in a tight squeeze, what did he do? Isha shenasati modi inostim in eitzva ochel. Says Rashi, kan kofa betova. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the best present in the world, a beautiful, wonderful wife, and then right against the jam, blame it on her. Threw off from Adam. I thought he wants to Rashi in Parshas Noach by the Dorah Flug. Ashabonu b'nei ha'Adam. It means Adam, b'nei Chamorim, b'nei Gemalim. It doesn't mean b'nei Adam people. It means b'nei descendants of Adam, who was an ingrate to a human, to his wife Chava, led to ingratitude with Hashem, when we started rebelling against God and building up a big tower of Babel. It's terrible. It's terrible. We think everything we have is a birthright. Everything's coming to me. Coming to me. Everything's mine. Chas v'shalom. Everything's given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be willing to confess. What do we confess? That we don't deserve it. That we don't really deserve the good health that we have, the money that we have, the education that we're getting, and the friends that we have, every good thing that we have. And if you're married, the wife that you have, what is, you deserve this. You deserve these wonderful brachas that you have. You don't deserve it. You should be grateful every second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll just say modem. You bow your head in the modem 2 minutes with the modem. Modem shmodem. I don't know what you're talking about. You have to internalize it. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you have. That's the Yisod of Klal Yisrael, Yisod of Yiddishkeit. The Kibbutz Avayim is also based upon the Sanzachinuch and HaKoras HaTov. You have to be grateful to those who helped you out. Moshe was grateful to the river, to the earth. We read next week's parasha. He didn't hit it because, he was grateful to the river. The river somehow protected it. Inanimate object. It says, you know what says the pasuk? What is it by Mitzri?
Who?
Lo Sona, what? Kigar Yisrael Yadzo. Great hotel they put us up in the plaza, in the Hilton, they put us in the Mitzrayim. They whipped us to the bow! And the pasuk says, well, Kigar Yisrael Yadzo. Don't hate the Mitzvah so much. Well, Sasai of Mitzvah. Kigar Yisrael Yadzo. Pilei Ployim! You see, HaKaras HaTov has almost no end. Any little good you get from somebody makes you obligated to that individual. And therefore, the gratitude in marriage, you must have tremendous, tremendous gratitude to your wife. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, all the time. All the time. And don't do what people say. Why should I thank her? She should thank me. After all, I am. I'm a Mekhil. And maybe I got a 95 of the Kohl of a Chinen. And I said a Chinen Shashir today. And I'm a bird. You know who I am? You're nobody. With all your accomplishments, who are you anyway? You should be lucky your wife loves you and does everything she does for you. That should be your attitude. We said before that HaKaras HaTov is based on a measure of Hanover. You shouldn't go around and saying, I'm God's gift to humanity, and therefore, everyone has to bow down to me. And I don't have to grab with anybody. What are you talking about? This gaiva is the root of all evil. It takes away that HaKaras HaTov. It breaks up marriages. It's terrible. It's terrible. You have to always have this idea of HaKaras HaTov. And don't rationalize. He gives the rationalization of this kohelik, what he would have said. It's her duty to support Torah. Besides, it's the woman's nature to be kind to her husband. One need not be appreciative to someone who is forced to act in this way. Anyway, she enjoys getting out of the house. She wants to please me, so I should love her more. Also, she has a martyr complex. She works beyond the limits of her strength. She probably wants to impress others with a good heartedness and devotion. This is crazy. Craziness. You have to have a chorus I told everybody. He quotes the Chayadam, who said that there are children who don't have a chorus I told for their parents. Why? Oh, the act which they did, which created me, which was their personal pleasure. And they're taking care of me because of their natural instincts. Not because they want to help me out. May those who argue such be made deaf and dumb, says the Chayyadim. Can you imagine? May the lips of the speakers of falsehood be made mute. They are made on themselves like animals. They're no chelek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nor lev maven. They don't understand. They just don't understand. They're heretics in their hearts. It's a chos chayodah. So you have to be grateful to your wife. Famous story. The Bechias was married to a machshefer, mamish a machshefer. That what she did. Unbelievable she did, this Eshet Bechias. You look at the Gemara in Yevamos, it tells you what she did. It's unbelievable. A shrew. Can I tell you? Mamish a shrew. Look at the Gemara in Yevamos and Samach Gimel. You have a... I'll read it to you. The kids are never, she's not much a shrew.